Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're going to talk for a second about liquor stores. Have you guys ever walked in to a liquor store? It's actually a pretty cool experience. Almost too cool. And when we're talking about narcotic and opioid-related deaths being now, what, 70, 80,000 a year, alcohol-related deaths surpass 100,000 a year. And alcohol is legal, which I agree it should be. But nobody really talks about the marketing. Nobody really talks about the hook. Juul and vaping companies got vilified for a while, and they now have had to kind of clamp down on the way they market. Cigarettes have gotten vilified, canceled. But the alcohol industry is a fascinating one to me. So I had to go into a liquor store because I had to get a friend of mine. He really likes scotch, some nice fancy scotch. And I mean, if I buy beer or anything, it's at a Costco or, you know, and I'm like, oh, if I got to find him fancy scotch, I got to go into an actual liquor store. So it's daylight. And there's a couple stores in town that it's like the Walmart of liquor. And you walk in there and it is just rows and organized, and I'm not very OCD, but the aesthetics of it, everything organized. Your whiskey is here, your bourbon, your vodkas, your beer, and you look at the bottles, and I have a knack for marketing, and I've worked in marketing, so when I look at the packaging of some of these things, it's like, wow. And then I'm a Golden Knights fan. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's actually alcohol that's in these gold-looking bars. Well, of course, I'm like, I go to the gold bar. And I go, okay, let me find. And there's some step-ups. There's also the black box. And there's some real fancy stuff. So anyway, I ended up getting my friend something super fancy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, I always bring wine as gifts. I could come here. So I go to the checkout. And they go, do you have a rewards club number? You know? I'm like, no, I don't usually go to liquor stores. You know, and then, you know, Joe walks in. Hey, Joe, what's up? Hi, how's it going? You know, third aisle from the left, Joe. Yeah, and you kind of have this, like, cheers atmosphere, you know, where everybody knows your name. And I'm like, well, you know, now that I know I could get some gifts here, you know, some really cool bottles of alcohol, yeah, sign me up. All right, so we're going camping, going with some friends. I'm going to hit the liquor store because I think I want to use up my reward dollars. But I'm finding myself who doesn't really drink that much and is not and is an advocate to help people get away from alcohol, off alcohol, and to help people identify medical conditions from their alcohol use. I am finding myself tantalized, not to drink, but to purchase from a liquor store. And the marketing, some of these bottles, and I think I've identified what the psychology is. The reason why I'm so interested in marketing is because I love psychology, and I love, how business tries to manipulate this. I don't love how they do it, but the art of it. And what these companies are doing when they do bottle liquor or alcohol, etc., is there's a look to it, there's a taste, there's a smell, and there's a stature they give you. You know, oh, well, I'm drinking this bottle of whiskey that has a horse on it, and look at the bottle. And you know, I've been to some of my friends' offices, and they have these, like, beautiful scotch bottles and whiskey bottles. Personally, I think scotch and whiskey kind of tastes like crap. You know, I'm more of a, you know, strawberry daiquiri, pina colada kind of girl, Midori sour, amaretto sour with a splash of soda. I like something more sweet, but it's a... If you have a family member who is trying to avoid alcohol or who struggles with alcohol, the constant bombardment on their senses from a marketing standpoint, from a commercial standpoint, from a liquor store standpoint, from a bar standpoint, it's easier to almost kick smoking than alcohol. You walk into a restaurant and they have walls of the bottles with the lights, you light it up, and then you know when you decorate a bar. I haven't done that. I mean, my parents, they had like a liquor cabinet, and nobody ever opened it because we really weren't drinkers in our family. But now you decorate a whole wall of your house with alcohol, and then you could put lights and so how does somebody who's struggling with alcohol use and alcohol related medical conditions avoid it? It's almost impossible. Cigarettes are hidden behind a counter. Smoking sections are now so, you know, far separated from others, and they're demarcated. And so it's probably a little easier to not be tempted with smoking. You don't see smoking commercials. You don't see the Marlboro Man. You know, you don't see Breakfast at Tiffany's sort of, you know, look with, you know, a woman sitting there holding a cigarette or whatever. But alcohol, you can't get away from it. It is all over. These pictures, these, you know, and what's coming next is the sex industry. You have sex boards and marital aids and all sorts of things now being publicized. And so for people that have, you know, addictions or struggles, you know, I've always felt sorry for them because I had a friend who died of alcohol use, and, you know, she left two daughters, and you know, what she must have suffered from, and I didn't know because, you know, she hid it, I feel bad. I think a lot of us feel bad that we missed it, but then again, I wasn't that close to her in the later years, and so I probably would have seen the signs if I was closer to her at the time, because a lot of times they isolate and you don't see them anymore, and they don't, you know, they have trouble being as extroverted as they used to be. But it's hard to get away from. And so I'm not criticizing any liquor stores and all that, but understand, if you have somebody who's trying to quit alcohol, they are being tempted all around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, I don't like to talk a lot about celebrity news because I think celebrities need the privacy, especially these celebrity divorces. Oh, my gosh. After the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, and then you had the Kevin Costner, now Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and their divorce. So I don't really like to go, you know, I just hope they get through it okay. And You know, give them some privacy. But fascinatingly, Britney Spears is opening up about the regret she's had after aborting a pregnancy she had with Justin Timberlake. Now, Britney Spears has had a pretty tumultuous life following her success in the early days. I think she was, what, Mickey Mouse Club? And then she did some amazing hits. I love Britney Spears' music. I love her sound. I love her voice. But she's struggled. And she's had some, quick marriages that were maybe done on the spur of a moment. That she had the conservatorship that lasted for years, and then it ended, and then people have been just watching her behavior under a microscope. And at times, I am worried about her. I really hope she's okay. And I think what's going to unfortunately happen, which we see to a lot of stars, is as they age, and as they may not be as relevant in the entertainment world as they once were, sometimes, you know, they try to find more relevance. And when people say any publicity, even bad publicity, is good publicity, you know, it's not. You don't need bad publicity. But Britney Spears, I always have a place in my heart for, because she's been through a lot. And I think she struggles. And one of the things that might have contributed to her struggle is she said that she has regretted aborting the pregnancy she had with ex Justin Timberlake. She fell pregnant when she was 19. And she said that Justin Timberlake was not ready to be a father at the time. They dated from 1999 to 2002. And as you know, that was when NSYNC, you know, was huge. And, you know, you had the whole Backstreet Boys and, oh, my gosh, what was it, High School Musical? And so, you know, these stars, we went from the whole Jerry Springer sort of entertainment in the 90s to now music and musicals and American Idol. And so Justin Timberlake was, you know, at the height of his career, so was Britney Spears, and she wrote in her memoir, which is set to release later next week, that we weren't ready to have a baby in our lives, that we were way too young, and she said, if it had been left up to me alone, I never would have done it. And yet, Justin was so sure that he didn't want to be a father. Now, she's now 42 years old, and she later had two sons with Kevin Federline, and Justin Timberlake, I think, has two sons with Jessica Biel, and they went on to have their families. But I get asked, how common is abortion regret? Well, it depends on the study. One study said, after 5 years, 95% of women are over it. They have no regret. I've seen other studies where 90-some percent of women always feel it. They don't necessarily get over it. And I've never had an abortion. I've had two children. I'm very grateful for them. So I can never understand what somebody would go through making that decision. Some of my patients have told me that they feel the spirit of the baby haunts them. Others have said they never gave it a second thought. And when I've asked patients, you know, how did you cope with it? How are you not as burdened with it as some of my other patients? Because I want to help my patients. And so if some of them are struggling with prior decisions that they made, and it ranges anywhere from, I thought that was the best decision for me, I never thought of it as a baby, I looked at it as a, you know, birth control, as it was an egg that wasn't formed, or I felt that I was going to be a bad mom, or I didn't think I had choices. And so, you know, there's not a simple, easy way for individuals to say, look, you know, if you have this regret, this is what you do. But I fear we don't have enough pre-abortion counseling. I think we have wielded that term and that medical procedure, which is a medical procedure, which is why I think it really should be between the doctor and the person. I think we need government completely out of it. I don't want the government involved. I don't want your neighbor involved with the decision. I don't want the taxpayers involved. I don't want, if there's, you know, pharmacy techs and pharmacists and pharmacies that are, you know, trying to reconcile, you know, ethics and religious, keep everybody out of it between the doctor and the patient. Let's not involve individuals that don't want to be involved in it. And definitely keep government, all government out of it. Don't force taxpayers to pay for it. Keep everybody out of it. Let it be between a person and their doctor. But I don't think we have enough pre-abortion counseling. We talk about abortion now as something you could do if birth control wasn't an option, or you didn't use birth control, or you changed your mind, or there was a rape or incest. And we, unfortunately, you know, and I've had, you know, close friends and family members who have, you know, had to make that decision. It was always a hard decision. It was always difficult. And many people don't feel like they could talk about it now, because if they do, they think they're going to be vilified. Just like we have transgender individuals who have transitioned that have regrets over some of the transitioning. And they feel afraid to speak out because they think it's going to go against the narrative. And I'm telling you right now, some individuals who do choose to have an abortion in the past have regret. They need to be able to speak about that. It doesn't mean they're voting for Biden or Trump in an election. Nobody should, because everybody likes to mark you now these days. You can't have an opinion on something without being put into a box. And for Britney Spears and this memoir to open up about it, I really commend her, because I think it'll allow other people who have made this decision. And we don't even talk about the father regret. You know, we talk a lot about moms and, you know, their decision to abort the fetus and or the pregnancy, and, you know, what is going on with the fathers. And what a lot of people don't understand is some of the regret won't happen until they may have a child. And then, you know, emotions come. And obviously, that's very common to have emotions with something like that. I mean, it was a decision that somebody made. Other people can justify it and validate it and go on and be able to, you know, manage the decision they made and have mental health that's have good mental health and not have struggles. And then you have other individuals where they feel plagued by it for life. So how much counseling is being done prior to the decision? Now, somebody may also ask, how many parents regret having had their child? That's a very tough conversation. And I asked a patient once. Patient had a child. And the child went to jail. The child was not close. And she had brought up, you know, I could have aborted him. And I'm, you know, I go, you know, talk to me about that. That's what, you know, when you have any psychological background, I'm family medicine, but let them talk about it. And in the end, she really didn't regret it. She's glad he was alive. The moment she had the rehab he's going through, she is going to have a relationship with him. Since I closed my practice, I haven't really been in touch with a lot of these patients, so I don't know whatever happened. But regret comes and goes. Right? Decisions that you make can be permanent. And so before you make any permanent decision, make sure you ask for that counseling. Ask for that. You don't have to make decisions lickety-split. And, you know, it kills me when you hear somebody, you know, regret something they did and they never had the opportunity to really think it through and make a decision. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card. The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. The Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title starting tonight. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. Last time Arizona won, it was 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I could tell that a lot of us are having coughs and colds and COVID. You'll watch football and you'll hear the broadcasters sound just a little bit more hoarse, a little different. And I get asked a lot about sinuses and sinus infections. And I need to apologize to you all, because we doctors told you one thing or somehow got everybody hooked on antibiotics. And now when we try to say, oh, you don't need the antibiotic, it's viral, you're like, say what? And many of you are very, very frustrated because you're calling into telemedicine or you're going into an urgent care, which is why it kind of helps if you have a regular medical provider who knows you, and you say, I have a sinus infection, and they tell you, good, use a nasal spray, here's some Flonase or a nasal steroid, use a humidifier, test you for COVID, drink a lot of fluids, blow your nose lightly, and then come back if it doesn't get better. And you're like, but I have a sinus infection. I need antibiotics. Same thing with bronchitis. I have bronchitis. I need an antibiotic. And in the olden days, you would get a Z-Pack before the doctor even entered the room. They have the Z-Pack in their hand or that prescription ready to go. You got bronchitis, here's your Z-Pack. And now you're being told, nope, your bronchitis is viral. And you're like, but I'm coughing up green stuff. There's green stuff coming out of my nose. Just because you have yellow or green stuff, you're being told, doesn't mean you have a bacterial infection. So many of you are like, well, what the hell is going on? Is this a new narrative? So I'm going to tell you what's going on. And I'm going to be really, really honest about it. Okay? We had, in the 90s, some of the worst liability and malpractice free-for-alls we ever saw. And it was knocking out doctors left and right. Insurance companies said, I'm done. And then when they drop you, you can't get another insurance company, malpractice insurance company, if you've had previous lawsuits. I luckily never had a lawsuit, so far so good. So when I did, when St. Paul pulled out of our neck of the woods, I was able to jump onto a new insurance. But other doctors that couldn't had to actually leave the state. One lawsuit on their record. They couldn't practice because they couldn't get insurance or anybody to cover them. It was a disaster. And if you look at the types of lawsuits that would happen, if somebody had delay of care, if somebody ended up having a horrible infection and they weren't treated correctly, somebody could get sued. So, and then if they get sued, and if it settles or not, you could possibly not practice anymore because you couldn't get malpractice insurance. So when somebody thought they had pneumonia or a bacterial infection, you got an antibiotic. Pharmaceutical companies gave doctors lots of samples. We kept people happy, and antibiotics made people feel better. I always feel better when I get an antibiotic, even if I have a virus. But then what happened is antibiotic resistance really took hold. It was always there, but doctors and hospitals were like, we need help. Nothing's working. We had STDs that weren't responding to antibiotics. Remember super gonorrhea? Now, then we start to have shortages over the last few years. And collectively, public health officials are like, will you guys stop this? Stop it with the antibiotics. If a person doesn't need an antibiotic, don't give it to them. But they have bronchitis. Well, studies have shown that 97% of bronchitises are viral. But they have a sinus infection. Well, the majority of sinus infections are viral. So what are you feeling? What exactly is bronchitis or a sinus infection? So when you have inflamed sinuses and you feel pain and you feel pressure and you're starting to sneeze and get mucus out, it could be any infection. It could be a virus. It could be bacterial. It could be fungal. And it's interesting because when I was a medical student and I was doing ENT, the doctor said, tell everybody to stop the antibiotics for sinus infections. A true sinus infection is pus, one side of the face. It is obvious when it's bacterial. But all these people having inflamed sinuses every time they get a virus, they do not need an antibiotic. And then when people got COVID and they saw that, wow, I feel like I have a sinus infection, but they're positive for COVID, then they start to realize, oh, so you could get these symptoms with a virus. Same thing with bronchitis. When people were coughing up mucus and wheezing and that taste in your mouth and the chest burning, but they had COVID, they're like, oh. So basically, this is the body's response to a bug. whether it's a virus, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a fungus. We used to think that depending on the bug, you would have a different symptom, that there are obvious symptoms. And we do see that, like with strep. Strep has a look to it. MRSA has a look to it. Some of these bacterial infections have a look to it. But for the most part, if you have sinus pain and pressure and headache and ear pain, that we have no idea if it's a virus or bacteria until you get swabbed. Same thing with chest congestion and chest burning. And so now that's why you're being told, look, it might not be, you know, a bacterial infection. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. Why aren't people still worried about getting sued? They could get sued if we miss a really, really bad early encephalitis or a pneumonia. Well, now the lawsuits are going to be changing to being given too many antibiotics. Now that people are getting C. diff, these horrible bacterial infections that are opportunistic because we knocked out the normal flora with antibiotics in your system. When people get a reaction, a Stevens-Johnson reaction with skin peeling and horrible reaction to an antibiotic or an allergy, now things are going to shift the other way. Where, why did you give them an antibiotic when they didn't need it? So you'll call up a telemedicine company saying, I got strep throat. And some of the doctors will be like, fine, here's an antibiotic. But most of the telemedicine guidelines are, we need to see a picture. And then when they put the picture up and it doesn't have the look at all, you might not get the medication. Why? Because the doctor could get in trouble for committing you or a child to 10 full days of antibiotics if that's not what you have. So I get it's frustrating. And, you know, when you do have sinus issues, I always recommend the saline spray, a nasal steroid, as long as you're not having a nosebleed, humidifier, letting the body drain it out, stand in the shower, and let the stuff come out. Don't blow your nose too hard, but don't keep trying to suck it in. Same thing with the coughing. If you have mucus, try to cough it out. Now, I understand you need to sleep, and sometimes coughing can cause more irritation, so we do like to use cough suppressants and other things to help manage the cough. But the best thing to do is get a more definitive diagnosis. If it's a virus, it'll go away eventually. If it's a COVID virus, sometimes you need to be treated with the COVID medication. Sometimes you don't, depending on how severe it is. If it's a bronchitis can last for weeks to months because sometimes there's chronic inflammation. Do antibiotics make people feel better? They do. Sometimes you get an antibiotic? Absolutely. Sometimes doctors will give you an antibiotic. But now, right out the gate, many of you are kind of hitting a wall, and that's why. And I have patients tell me all the time, don't give me amoxicillin, it doesn't work anymore. Don't give me Z-Pak, it doesn't work anymore. Don't give me, and all these antibiotics don't work on them anymore. Well, that's part of the resistance that's rising. And I get it, guys, it's frustrating, I get it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea come from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so people have been very divided. I'm blown away why there's divide. The Hamas attack killing hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent individuals. When all they were doing was sleeping in their beds, having a festival, hearing women were raped, murdered, our friend's niece burned alive, babies beheaded. Not sure why there's any divide. Everybody should call that out and say this is horrible. You could support a Palestinian homeland. You could support Palestinian people, but obviously you denounce murder, denounce the heinous acts, the disgusting, vile, gruesome acts that happened. And there's a doctor, apparently, who works at Lenox Hill Hospital, who posted on her social media a picture of the Hamas attack, saying the victims basically got a taste of their own medicine. Now, she got fired. And there's always a debate on free speech and why can't somebody, you know, feel one way or another. Doctors have different standards. And let me kind of explain what happened here. So we're being told, this is from multiple news outlets. This current one I'm reading from is from the New York Post, where Dr. Dana Diab is an emergency room physician with Lenox Hill Hospital and Brookdale University Hospital and Medical Center. She shared a video of the October 7th attack on her Instagram, and she wrote, "Zionist settlers getting a taste of their own medicine." And there was outcry. People caught that. And she has been fired. The hospital says that that does not, she said, "We are deeply sorry for the hurt and offense these comments have caused. These views do not represent Lenox Hill Hospital and Northwell Health and go against our core values. The team member is no longer employed with Northwell." So, you know, when you are a physician, okay, and you're an emergency room doctor, the one thing we physicians have to be is non-biased. And we also have to have a collective thought process that thinks killing and rape and beheading is bad. If you are perceived to not be neutral and not have ethical standards, or perceived to not understand right from wrong, or feel that somebody deserved their pain and suffering, you are not going to be widely accepted as a person's physician. Because are you going to pass judgment on them? Well, you shouldn't have been riding a bike without a helmet. You got what you deserve. No. You know, remember during COVID, there were people saying, "Don't come to our hospital if you're not vaccinated. We're not going to treat you. Why should we take the time to save your life when there's other people that would rather save?" And I mean, you, okay, when you are a patient, you are at your most vulnerable, and you are trusting a complete stranger with your life in their hands. And so if you at all think they're going to go, hold on a second, before you bring the gurney in, hold on, what did they do? Well, they did narcotics. Oh, well, then it's on them. You could die. See, we doctors don't do that. If you decide to OD on a drug, we're going to help you. If you're playing around with a gun and you get yourself shot, we're going to help you. If you're addicted to smoking and you smoke a pack a day or a pack and a half a day, we're going to help you. That's what we do. We don't judge. We're not supposed to judge. We're not supposed to be biased. And we've started to kind of, with social media and all that, give fame to people who just will say something like it is, and they go, "Well, that's the doctor I want, because that doctor feels the way I do. That doctor is with me politically." Okay, you can be political. You could support Biden, you could support Trump, You as a doctor are allowed to do that. But it's the verbiage. If you are passing judgment, and if you are actually saying that somebody is getting what they deserve, how can anybody think you're non-biased? Remember there was a medical student who went to the New York campus of Toro and then was a resident and said she couldn't wait to, I think she was going to write prescriptions that were, that would be hurting Jewish people. She got fired. I don't remember the exact phrase or what she said, but you don't become a doctor to hurt people. You do no harm. So when I had a patient with a big swastika on his chest, I did the same care I would to anybody else. We saved his life. He was happy. He thanked me. Just because he chose to put a tattoo on his chest, maybe he regrets it. Maybe it was forced on him. And he's not really a Nazi. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care if you're a Nazi or not. If I'm a doctor and you come into my ER, and I was an ER doc, I'm going to take care of you. And so, you know, was she doing this just for likes? Was she doing it just for fame? Or does Dr. Dana Diab really not like, will actually feel that any harm that happens to somebody, depending on their Jewish faith or Israeli ties, is deserved? Getting a taste of your own medicine? And that's another thing, too. Please, guys, school me. Do the Israelis behead Palestinian babies? Do the Israelis randomly rape people? Do they go into Palestinian festivals and shoot people up? Do they burn people alive? Where is this rhetoric coming from? And again, you could be pro-Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Palestine, America, Canada. You have every right to support a country. But when you're vocal about supporting something that was associated with such horrific acts and evil, yeah, it's going to come back at you. And if people are worried that that doctor is going to think that anybody who supports Israel is not going to get proper care from that doctor, that hospital had no other choice but to remove her from the emergency room. We are not allowed to be biased against people in medicine. And that's why we have to be really careful with medical schools. Because you have a lot of medical schools that are starting to change their oaths to involve political ideologies. And, you know, again, we're supposed to fight all racism, all bias. You're going to be taking care of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Green Party. You're going to take care of atheists. You cannot be biased. Jews, Catholics, Mormons. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.